25 International. They're doing such an incredible job. And so let's give him a warm welcome. God bless you, John. Come.
God bless you, Papa. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, he's a good God. Amen. If you could give me a little bit more monitor up here, I'd appreciate it. I tell you what. You know, you get to the place where something begins to happen on the inside of you, and you just can't, you know, this container can only take so much. You know what I'm saying? You know, we are Pentecostal people. I said we are Pentecostal people. Hallelujah. I wouldn't want to be anywhere else today. I'm always excited to come here. If I lived in this area, this is just where I'd be if I wasn't preaching out somewhere. I can promise you. But you know, everything that's been said, I can tell you, I could just throw my notes away and say, here it is, they've done said it all. But the King is among us. I said the King is among us. And the Savior is for us. Now, we can say that, but do we believe that? You know, he's for me. He's made me the head and not the tail. He's made me above and not beneath. I am the apple of his eye. I may not look like much to you, but to him I'm a prize, brother. I can tell you. Can I get a witness from somebody? Hey, I'm stirred up now. I'm going to tell you, I don't know where I'm going, what I'm doing, but I can tell you, it don't matter because the Holy Ghost is still in charge. Hallelujah. It's not because I've lacked to prepare. I've prepared. I've prayed. I'm ready. I'm wanting to do what God wants to do. That's my whole life. I have no other purpose to live but to please God. My life doesn't belong to me anymore. I got rid of that a long time ago, and he said, I'll give you a new one. He said, but you belong to me now. He bought me with a price. Hallelujah. You guys have been so kind to us and have invested in us and prayed for us, and we want to thank you for that. And we do have a video. I think our brother does have that. We're going to show that in just a moment. But what I want to do is I want to kind of bring you up to speed and kind of set the tone for you for the update that we do have. And about a year and a half ago, we were here. and before we got here, we were looking at some property to be able to purchase for the ministry. And it seemed like it was an impossible situation because we didn't know what the situation was. Only a handful of our people knew what we were talking about. And so the people that own the property asked us if we would take care of it and maybe cut it, you know, and here it is. We're cutting grass on property that don't even belong to us. I'm sure people thought the preacher had lost his ever-loving mind. How many has ever cut somebody else's grass that you're fixing to buy property for and you don't even know who they are? So we're out there and we're cutting grass, and I'm talking to God just like we're talking in this service. God spoke to us here today already. And so here it is. I'm on that tractor, and I'm cutting. I said, God, I need to talk to you today. You know, I want to hear from you because, you know, this is something. This is a big deal for us. So Mike is not here today. He's preaching somewhere else. And he said, well, Pastor Kimball, what do you think we're going to do? I said, we're going to offer them a ridiculous offer and see what they say. We did that, and they said, we'd take that. You know, we told them we'd give them so much money down, which we didn't have. And we said we'd do this, and then all of a sudden, you know, there's other people that offered them a lot more money for the property than we did, but they took our offer. Hallelujah. But see, here it is that it's getting close for us to have to settle the issue, okay? So I'm on that tractor. It's on a Thursday. Thursday, I didn't hear nothing. Friday, I didn't hear nothing. Saturday, I didn't hear nothing. Anybody ever prayed and you just didn't hear nothing from God? I can tell you the answer's on the way now. You see, they crucified Jesus on Friday, but Sunday morning, it was a different story. I said, yeah. Hallelujah. You see, it's one thing. I was preaching. I tell you, last, I was preaching on Easter Sunday over there, and one of the things that got me, it said, there they laid Jesus. There they laid him. It looked like all hope was gone. Looked like nothing was going to work out, but then all of a sudden, something began to happen. Hey, they rolled a stone away not to let him out, but to let the other people see he had already gone. Hallelujah. So here we are, Sunday morning. We're over here. Sister Debbie come up here, and she's in this pulpit right here. I'm sitting right there on that front row, me and Amber, and she turned to us. She said, John and Amber, the Lord spoke to me in prayer meeting this morning, and he said, the burden you carry is not your burden, but it's his. Well, I'm sitting up on the edge of that chair. How many was here in that service? Yes. All right, so I'm sitting on the edge of that chair. She's up here, and it's like she's turning, but she comes back. She said, he showed me something else. Now, look, I know that God confirms his word with signs following. If God's going to speak something, then you can might as well expect it to happen, because God's not a man that he would lie. So all of a sudden now she's saying, well, he also showed me something like a piece of paper, something like a contract, you know, just like you're buying property. Ain't nobody knew that but God and about a handful of people. So she's saying that, and at the bottom of that contract was, it said, responsible party, and there was no signature there. And she said, God wanted me to tell you that he's the responsible party for everything you do. Hallelujah. Man, I'm standing up now. I'm ready. Just let me preach. Let me say something. Amen. Because we know that's God. And I'm here to tell you that we have purchased that property, 25,000 square foot building. You guys invested in us. We've remodeled parts of it. We've got some of it done. The first part of it was 5,000 square feet of living area. We've got just about that done. We've got two apartments fixed in that. They're already rented. We've got one that we're working on. We got another area where there was a church that was meeting in a civic center, didn't have a place to go. And then all of a sudden they said they would like to rent a spot, so we got them 5,000 square feet. They're having church in there today for the glory of God. Hallelujah. All the people that get saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, you're part of that responsibility today. Can you get a... I'm just saying, you know, it's partly your fault that this happened. Yes. You're just a part of everything you do. There's a truck driver that came. I don't know if he went to your house or not. He pulled up on the property, and we began to talk, and come to find out he was neighbors with them, and I told him what God was doing. He freaked out, man. Everything. Listen, man, we had nothing. We had no money. We had nothing. You know, and I'm just saying that God performed a miracle. You guys invested $25,000 in the ministry as a result. Done that, we were able to purchase the property. All the remodeling we've done has been paid for. Somehow God has brought the money in. I said, glory. I said, listen, I'm telling you, I don't know how much money we spent. I don't even worry about that. I just continue to do whatever God's called me to do. My wife worries about that. She said, well, you know, we need a little bit more money. I said, well, we just need to pray it in. That's all I know. Yeah. Amen. There's no sense in stopping. If God put it in your heart, he didn't set me up to fail. He set me up to succeed in the kingdom of heaven. I want to tell you something, folks. You got to get a hold of this. Amen. If God is for me, who can be against me? We got to start believing that God is saying something to us, and we have to start believing that we're his people, and he hadn't forsaken us, and the word of God is true. Amen. And so now we're over there. We're in that deal there. We're working on it. We're working on a part of it. It's going to be a thrift store so we can minister to the area of people, take some money in, help ship containers and things of that nature. Amen. Because of your investment, we are able to help out. We just dedicated the new church in Peru, 3,000 seat auditorium for the glory of God. You can see it on our Facebook page. 3,000 seat. Now we have less than probably $3,000 or $4,000 in it. Those church people got saved, filled with the Holy Ghost. They paid for the whole thing. It's on the property. They're having church today. Amen. And I can tell you, you are a part of all of that stuff that's going on. 3,000, you're going to see that building one day, amen. I'm telling you, it's something. I mean, the church is on that property, the children's home's on that property, the school is just a block down the way, and God has been faithful, amen. God is faithful. I don't know how he does it. I don't try to figure it out. You know, God is not that way. It's not 1, 2, 3, because, you know, tomorrow it might change, amen. God don't change his mind. I just don't know where he's going. I just want to follow him. Amen. I don't want to go where the cloud was. I want to go where the cloud is. You understand? I need to follow the master. Amen. So here it is. We're over there working in Peru. We just finished up that children's home. Is basically totally finished now. We have a computer lab up on the third floor of that. I'm walking up on the building there not too long ago, and I'm just saying, God, you are miraculous. I can't believe it myself. I have to pinch myself to see what God's doing. We play some of these videos, and I'm saying, God allowed me to do that. He did. But here it is that we're doing pastors' conferences in Peru and pastors' conferences in Haiti. We've done a number of those over the last year and a half. We're planting water wells, and now I've got some water well preachers. Amen. I send preachers to the wells to preach. You know, we put wells, water wells in Haiti where these people used to have to walk a mile or 2 miles, 3 miles to go get water. We planted some water wells there, and all of your investment has helped us to do that. And so now, you know, in course, the story about the woman at the well is so close to me. And so here it is that you never know who's going to go to the well. But I got a preacher there today that'll go over there, or next week that'll be there. He'll stand on that well. He'll proclaim the word of God. They're coming from natural water, but he's fixing to give them something that they know not of. Hallelujah. Can I get a witness from somebody? I don't know about you, but that excites me. Amen. I'm telling you, this is something that goes on. It's bigger than ourselves, but it has to be bigger than ourselves. Amen. I couldn't do this. I mean, are you kidding me? People say, you can't do this. I said, tell God that. I don't know. That's God's business. When people say you can't, then I know that God can. I'm just simple enough to believe what God says in the Word of God. All right, so now we've got that. We're working on a thrift store. We've got some stuff that we've got to get done there. And of course, between that, then we'll have about another 12 or 13,000 feet of warehousing that we can ship stuff out. And we ship goods out all over the place. I'm telling you, God is good to us. Amen. And so I wish I could take all of you there, man. It just freaks you out what God's doing. Well, I was over there minding my own business again, cutting the grass on the property. I'm not doing anything. You understand, I ain't had no money to do nothing with you. You don't have to have money if you want to do something. I've been to places and people said, you know, I'd love to give, but I just can't. I said, that's the one I'm looking for. Amen. I asked him, I said, how many would like to give, but you don't have anything to give? They raised their hand. I said, good, God's the one. He's looking for you because God said he'll give seed to the sower. All you got to do is sow it. Yeah, you see, if you want to be stretched in the face, say, God, I'd like to do something. I'd like to do this. I'd like to be a part. I'd like to teach a class. God will give you what you need to teach the class and to do the things that's got to be done. And so here it is that, you know, we're out here, we're doing that, and we're working on these things. And so I'm cutting the grass again, I'm fixing to leave, I'm going back to my house. And then all of a sudden the Holy Spirit spoke to me, and I know it's the Holy Ghost now because he confirmed that with signs wondering. Cut the outside of that property across the street and claim it for the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, it's 2.5 acres of property. It's got a building on it. It's got 6 or 7 office buildings on it. Didn't need any repair or nothing. It's just a beautiful piece of property that's there. And so I'm sitting on that tractor, and I'm being hesitant, and I'm saying, you know, is it me or is this the Holy Ghost? So I'm just simple enough that if I think it's God, I'm going to do it. So I said, I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to cut the grass anyway and claim it for God. Amen. I went and cut the grass Monday morning. I cut the grass. This was Saturday. Monday morning, my cell phone rings. It's the man that owns the property. He says to me, he says, Brother Kimberly, he says, would you like to buy that property? I said, I sure would, but I ain't got no money. I'm just telling the truth. I said, I sure do, but I don't have any money. Will you want to finance it? He said, no, I can't do that. Several things happened. I'll give you the short version. About 2.5 or 3 months later, he calls me up. This is what he says. He said, Brother Kimball, he said, I really want y'all to have that property. I said, well, we really want it, but I still ain't got no money. Long story short, he ended up financing it for us with a 3-year deal. It charges no interest at all. All the money that goes toward it will go toward the principal that comes down. He dropped the price of the property over $50,000. We've got that now for the glory of God. We ain't had it 2 months. There's a church in the community that said, hey, man, we're looking for some office space. You know where you got any office space? I said, I sure do. He said, how much you want? I said, just move in it. How much you want for it? I said, well, we pay $1,000 a month on it, but, you know. He said, well, we don't have that. I said, okay, move in it. I'm not in it. Move in it. So we moved them in it, and they got in the thing. And I'm telling you, God's just blessing the thing, and they're helping us with Haiti and different projects like that. Hey, I'm better off letting them be in it because they gave me more money than what I would for rent. It's the truth. I mean, they pay all the utilities, do all of that. They helped us for Christmas. This year, Christmas, we do a project every year at Christmas time. For $10, we can feed, we can give the Christmas story and the Christmas meal to a family of six. We fed over 3,500 people this past Christmas for the glory of God. God has helped us. Amen. I'm just saying, you guys, you know, it's all part of your fault. Amen. And so we're so thankful. Do you have that video, brother? If you'll just play that for me right quick, I'd appreciate that. Amen. That's when we signed the deed on the property. The place was absolutely a mess. We knocked walls down. We tore stuff out. That's Tim pulling plywood off, checking for termites. We cut trees down. I took my Bobcat in there. I'm destructive for that. That's the old skating rink floor. Most of it had termites in it. We're just tearing it up, getting it out of there. This is a group of Kyle and people that came to help us. So we're starting to put it back. Roof leaked like a sieve. It was an absolute mess. We poured concrete into the garage area. This is another area here, part of the storage. This is a plumber that flew in, that came in from Pittsburgh to help us. He's a master plumber. Plumber didn't cost us anything. They're not doctors. They're just painting the ceiling. Redoing the floor in this we cut out some of the wood floor and put in the apartments, and this is the finish of it. Isn't it beautiful? It's 5-quarter maple. You can't hardly buy that stuff anymore. Anything that was good, we didn't buy any of that cabinetry, none of the flooring. Those air conditioners were given to us. That's the church that's in there now. That's the church area. That's the foyer of the church going in. More pictures of the church. The church is really starting to grow even because they have a place. You know, and they can come on a regular basis now. We poured the concrete in. This is a little 2-bedroom apartment that we built there. Amen. Hallelujah. Can you say glory to God? What a blessing. I'm telling you, it's almost overwhelming to see what God has done because you sowed seeds of faith. Really, I'm just telling you, it just wouldn't have been possible without people like yourself that invest not only your prayers but your finances in the kingdom of heaven. And so you have not only invested in us, but you have invested in many, many lives and people that we've touched because of your generosity. Amen. Amen. And so I just know that God is among us, and He leads us and guides us and directs us. I mean, listen, I'm telling you, a year and a half ago, we had nothing over there. Now we got 5.5 acres of property, 25,000-square-foot building on one piece, a 2,400-square-foot of office space on another piece, and God has helped us. And so from one street all the way to the railroad track, it all belongs to God. That's what the whole purpose of the property is. The whole purpose of the property is to promote the kingdom of God, to do what we do, to ship containers. I mean, it comes in, I spend it. I can tell you, I'm not afraid to spend it. I'm going to spend it and sow it in the kingdom of heaven. Amen. There's people starving and dying, and they need Jesus. And I can tell you, we can feed them, but if we don't give them the gospel, we hadn't done anything. Amen. So anyway, I mentioned a while ago, we're going to read here in Matthew chapter number 5. Amen. And I'm going to just kind of give you an overview right quick here, so I won't keep you, but about 6 hours we'll send out for chicken. Amen. Amen. But I mentioned a while ago that God is not a man that he should lie, neither the Son of Man that he should repent. Has he said and shall he not do it? You understand? If God said and has he spoken it, shall he not make it good? God is good for his word. Amen. If God has said something to you or to me, and he does that in his word, then it has to be true, church. We have to know that. Amen. I told a church recently, I said, listen, you and I must learn how to allow the word of God to do our thinking for us. Amen. We have to allow that to take place. Amen. We have to learn to agree with the word of God. You know, the Bible said, if we have faith of just a grain of a mustard seed, nothing shall be impossible. I'm telling you, we're faced with things in life that seem to be impossible. But if I believe, I can tell you, if I can just believe what God said, the Bible says, if I abide in him and he abides in me and his words abide in me, I can ask what I will and it shall be done. That's not a might or maybe so or hope so. That is a fact in the word of God. Now, I want you to notice something here in the Word of God. I want you to notice what Jesus says about you and me in Matthew 5, verse 13. This is what he says. Now, we're talking about your life being an influence to somebody else. You've influenced my life, and therefore, you know, we influence the lives of other people. But it says here, you are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It's thenceforth good for nothing to be cast out and trodden underfoot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on the hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Verse 16, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Now, understand what I'm saying here. It says, let your light so shine. Let people see what you're doing. Everything that's been done here is to glorify the Father in heaven. I've not done anything but obey what God said. You've not done anything but obey in your giving and your prayers for what we're doing. He said, let people see what you're doing. This is what God's doing. It builds your faith. I'm telling you, I'm just like you are. We're just ordinary people. We're just wanting to please God. But he's saying something here that's true. Amen. I want men to see your good works. I want men to see what you're doing. Amen. Amen. The pastor said earlier, we're not supposed to sit on the sideline. We're participators. Amen. We're in this thing. Amen. We have to remember when we got born again, we were delivered from the power of darkness. Amen. It's Christ in me now, which is the hope of glory. Hallelujah, it's Christ in me. Amen. I told someone the other day, and I was talking to Brother Tim, I wish somebody, one of these famous quarterbacks, would just get up and say, hey, it ain't me, it's all those people that's around me. Hey, can I tell you today, it ain't me, it's just all those people that are around us, that we come together and it happens, amen. I just become the mouthpiece for a certain part of it. I can tell you it takes everybody in the body. The reason the church is so anemic today is because they're forgetting to believe what God has said about them. I know what God says about me. I understand that. I know that. Amen. I'm not anything without him, but with him and the power of the Holy Ghost, I can do what he's called me to do. It seems impossible to me. It really does. I look at that, it's insurmountable. I'm riding on that tractor and I'm saying, God, I need to hear from you. And then all of a sudden now, the woman of God is speaking for God, and God confirms his word with signs following. Everything you've seen on that video is the signs following what God had said. She prophesied what God was doing. Understand what's taking place. It's the same way in your life, in your home, in your individual person. We have to know that as the people of God. We have to know it's the enemy that wants you to keep you from your full potential. Amen. The devil is, he's a mean devil. You got to understand that. And the warfare takes place in the mind. It tells you you're not worthy, tells you never measure up. You got to get that thinking out of there, because the fact is you got to bring every thought into the obedience of Jesus Christ. Cast that junk down as far as the east is and west. That's what God's done. And understand that you're somebody. Amen. Would the church today just put their shoulders back, rise up and say, I'm a child of God. I am the salt of the earth. I am the light of the world. I can have what God says I can have. I can be what God says I can be. And I can do what God says I can do. We have to know that as the people of God. Amen. The church, for the most part, listen, I've been to a lot of places. It ain't like this everywhere, brother. There's some places out there, it's so dead. I'm telling you, you don't know what in the world's going on. I'm telling you, you got to look up to see the bottom. Amen. I can tell you there's some of them pulling on my coattail to try to figure the thing out, what's going on. They forgot their heritage, man. They forgot where they came from. They forgot who they are. They stopped believing what God says about them. I can tell you one thing. I have to look to the Word of God, as he mentioned about Jude, building up myself in my most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Amen. We have to understand that as the people of God. Listen, we're in a battle. We're in a warfare. This world is not our home. You understand what I'm talking about? Amen. Your mama may have delivered you, diapered you, took care of you, but I can tell you it's going to take the blood of Jesus Christ to overcome in this world. I'm telling you, they overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. I'm saying God is still God. Amen. Don't allow yourself to be trapped by the things of the past, amen. When people become more focused on their past than they do their present, they're not going to make no impact. I know where I came from, amen. Ain't nobody got to remind me where I came from. I know where I came from, amen. I know what's taking place. Understand, God is in control of this thing. But I know where I'm going, amen. I know where I've been, but I know where I'm going. Hallelujah. You got to know that today. There's no reason for us to be down in the mouth and dragging around like we don't have any hope. We got hope today, folks. Hallelujah. Amen. I've been delivered from the power of darkness. There is power in darkness. There's no doubt. But I'm not playing with that no more. I'm just simply saying, devil, the end of it is right now. Amen. Today is God's day. Amen. I am what God says I am. I am the light of the world. I'll speak this thing. There is life and death in the power of the tongue, brother. I can tell you, devil, you have no place in my life, no place in my home, no place in this church, no place in my pocketbook, no place with my kids. I'm simply saying, I'm going to declare and decree that the God of heaven rules my life. Hallelujah. Listen, I can tell you knowledge. I have to have knowledge of the Word of God. The beginning, I mean, listen, when you have a fear of God, it's the beginning of wisdom. The knowledge of God. When I have a knowledge of God, that brings responsibility. Responsibility demands me to do something about what I've heard. You understand what I'm saying? You can't go back. Where are you going to go back to? Some broken down life? Hey. Amen. The Bible says we have this treasure in this earthen vessel. There's something in me. Amen. I don't care what they say about me. I know where I came from. Amen. I'm not going back there in Jesus' name. Yes, sir. I know. I know that's right. God had to bring Israel out, man, to bring them in. That's the way that's always been. He's got to bring you out of yourself, out of your selfishness, out of your sin, to bring you into the promises of God. Why don't we start living like we belong to the King? Amen. Why don't we start claiming the promises of God? Amen. I can tell you God is not going to change. He said, I'm God and I change not. But we must change. We have to understand that as the people of God. He changes me. Amen. I know now I am a son of God, but it does not yet appear what I shall be. But I know when he comes, we shall be like him. He's going to change you. He's going to make you more like him than anything else. Amen. Amen. When a person becomes a believer, I'm talking about a true believer. You got to believe something, man. Listen, my family come out of the nightclubs and all that. I didn't get saved out of Sunday school. I'm telling you what I know. Amen. There's people who grew up in the church. They living just like the devil. But I'm telling you, I used to live like the devil. Then I got born again in the church. They don't like me. I don't care. Hey, we got to understand something, man. We've been redeemed. Washed in the blood. It's different now. Hey, God's wanting us to change. Amen. The kingdom of heaven is always advancing. We're never in retreat. Amen. All of a sudden now people get discouraged along the trail. They get depressed along the trail. They got to have somebody to shake their tree, man. They got to have somebody say, listen, you need to wake up, buttercup. You need to understand there's something more important in life than sitting there feeling sorry for yourself. Amen. Cut down the juniper tree. Cut down whatever you got to do. But I'm saying you got to wake up, shake yourself, and say, listen, God is here in this place. People start believing there's more of the devil than there is of God. But the Bible says the devils fear and tremble at the name of Jesus. People, I'm talking about, well, listen, when God in his presence shows up in a church, in a place like we've sensed here in this place, God's wanting to do something there. Amen. God's wanting to bring about a change. God is looking for people of influence. God is looking for you and me, ordinary people. Just ordinary people. Amen. The Bible says in 1 Peter, the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous and his ears are open to their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against those that do evil. You do wrong, God's against you. And who is he that will harm you if you be followers of that which is good? That's a good question. Who's going to harm you if you do what's good? Amen. Everybody's not going to like you. That's what I try to tell our young staff people. I say, look, everybody's not going to like you, but don't worry about everybody else. You got to do right. Hey, there's some places I go, they don't invite me back. But I don't call anybody. I just let the Holy Ghost say, God, you just have your way. I want to be, when I pastored over the years, I'm saying, God, would you just put people on my heart that you want to come to this place. Amen. I don't want to just have a meeting to have a meeting. I'm sick and tired of meetings. I'm talking about I want to meet with God. I want the presence of God to show up. Amen. Like Pastor said, I mean, you live out there 6 days a week in this world, brother. You got to have something from God. Is there a word from God? Is there anybody that's got anything from God? Amen. I mean, if we walk with God, then his spirit must flow out of our lives. Amen. We're filled with the Holy Ghost, not just to speak in tongues, but we do that. But we're filled with the Holy Ghost to do the work of the kingdom of heaven. Amen. I can do that. I can put my hand to the plow. Amen. And I can do what God's called me to do. That's what his declaration is to you and I. He declared that you and I are the light of the world. I can tell you, some folks are on dim. They just got that. Easter Sunday, I preached a message about Peter following Jesus from afar, from a distance. There's a lot of people that follow Jesus from a distance. I'll never forsake you, Lord. I'll go with you even into death. I'll do what you call me to do. But when they took him, it was a different story. But after the resurrection, the Bible says, go tell Peter and my disciples. He never forgot about Peter, and God hadn't forgot about you. You may have followed him from afar in some areas, but he's not forgotten about you. He's not forgotten about your worth, what you mean to the kingdom of heaven. You're valuable. Don't sit there and say, I can't, because that's not the word of God. There's no such thing as Cain in the word of God. I didn't let my kids use Cain in our house or board, because there's no such thing as Cain or board. I can take care of all that. I'll take a board to you, all right, but you ain't going to like it. You understand what I'm talking about? I can do it because because God said I could do it. Amen. If I'm enabled, then God will anoint me with the Holy Ghost to do that. I don't know anything about this keyboard, but if I had His anointing on my life, them fingers would work like it's got to be working. I'm not talking about stupid stuff here. I'm talking about God. If He called me to do that, I can do that. You understand? I'm talking about what God is saying. Amen. Amen. The church can only fail in its mission if we fail to do what God's called us to do. We can't fail. No weapon formed against us is going to prosper. When are we going to believe that? Amen. Amen. We're talking about God now. Amen. I'm talking about the voice of God. Amen. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. That's pretty simple. It'll take a preacher to mess that up. I mean, really, come on. He said, they hear me, I know them and they follow. Pretty simple. It's not complex. Some people say, well, I just don't understand. You don't have to understand. Just follow. Just know the voice of God. You know, if you know the Word of God, you'll know the voice of God. If you don't know the Word of God, you're not going to know the voice of God. That's why David said, I'm going to hide that Word in my heart that I might not sin against God. In other words, he's saying, I know what God wants. Amen. Amen. You know, that's a statement here that's very important for us, you and I, is to know the voice of God. God is always using people like you and I. Amen. People that will just believe God. Amen. Sister gave us a word this morning in prayer meeting about the future. Don't worry about the future. You have the assurance of God. Amen. I'm telling you, that's a confirming word to me. Because I can tell you one thing, God is in control of this situation. Amen. Amen. I can tell you what, I'm just whatever He wants me to be. I'm here as long as He wants me to be. It doesn't make any difference what the doctors say, what anybody else says, the religious folks. It ain't over till God says it's over. And if God says it's over, it's over. Amen. Amen. I get tired of all this stuff. Well, the doctor said this. I have great respect. I have doctor friends. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying. And, you know, well, they said this. They only got so much this. They got so much that. Look, I don't put that into my spirit. I don't put that into my thinking. Amen. I'm not. Yeah, I done touched on a subject now. Huh? I'm just simply saying my God's bigger than all of that. Amen. He's not a practicing physician. He is the great physician. Amen. He's still in control of this thing. I'm not going nowhere. The devil, if you hear that I've passed on, that means God promoted me. You understand? The devil ain't going to kill me. He can't kill me. I can tell you there's no devil in me. Amen. I'm walking with God. And if I'm not doing something right, the Holy Ghost will talk to me and said, you need to get that right, boy. Amen. But I can tell you the devil ain't going to kill me or none of that kind of stuff. I can tell. I lay my head on that pillow at night. All I think about is God. Amen. I'm saying, God, what are we going to do here? You just show me, direct me. Amen. Amen. That's just the way that is. Amen. My life, as I said a while ago, doesn't belong to me. Amen. You understand? If all we have, the best that we can offer is a program for the kids or a fellowship dinner or a few songs, then we have nothing to offer. Nothing wrong with that. But I can tell you, I've got to have God show up in my life. We've got to have God in this place. We have to know that there's an answer. We have to know that He is the answer. Amen. I'm telling you that we can make an impact on this world. We're talking about influencing the world for the kingdom of heaven, influencing this kingdom for the kingdom of God. We are the image bearers of Christ. Amen. Amen. Jesus sets the boundaries. Amen. Amen. He sets the boundaries of the kingdom of heaven. Amen. And He tells the devil, you can operate here, but you can't do that. Amen. You understand? He sent us as a church to influence this world. Amen. Influence is always there. You can't sit back, become complacent. If you catch yourself sitting there twiddling your thumbs, wondering what's next, I can tell you you're becoming complacent. I'm just saying we ought to have an eagerness about serving God. Pastor, what do you want me to do? I'm praying about this. I'm praying for that. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. I can tell you the giants didn't have a chance when they walked into that land until they allowed them a chance. They sent the spies and everybody got nervous. Amen. Joshua and Caleb said, no way, brother. He said, we are well able to go in and possess the land. I don't care how bad it looks in the natural. We don't serve God by the natural anyway. Amen. I'm telling you, we serve God by faith. Amen. If He said do it, do it. Amen. I don't worry about that. You just go on. Amen. If we need something, well, we just need it. The copier broke the other day. Well, we just get one. That's all. one of them necessary evils. Look, I'm telling you, I'm talking about people of God here. Amen. Talking about the things of God here. I'm telling you, listen, the fireman is no fireman if he doesn't try to put the fire out. You understand? The policeman is not a policeman if he doesn't try to stop the bank robber. Amen. And the Christian is not that if he or she don't put his hand to the plow and start working in the kingdom of God. We have a responsibility as the people of God. Amen. The line has been drawn. The die has been cast. Either we're going to go with him or we're not going to go with him. One way or the other, we're going to follow God or we're not going to follow. I'm talking about your life influencing somebody. I don't care if you're 5 or 500. I'm saying, God, as long as there's breath in your body, God's got a plan for your life. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm not going to take second place. No. Amen. God is looking for somebody that will be his representative here on this earth. God's looking for somebody. I said, God, look, I may not be much. God, I may not be much, but I can tell you I am somebody. Amen. Amen. Sorry about that, Pastor. Amen. It'll dry up. It's just water. Amen. I gave up that drinking that wine last week. Well, maybe it's the week before. My wife's looking at me. I'm in trouble. But in Colossians chapter 1, y'all hang on with me. Colossians chapter 1, verse 27, it said, is Christ in you the hope of glory? Amen. Amen. We are his representatives in this world. Hudson Taylor, I'm gonna close with this thought. Hudson Taylor was asked the question, what was your key to your ministry in China? He said this, God was looking for somebody weak enough to trust him, and he found me. Yes, sir. God was looking for somebody. Listen, I can tell you. Look, I'm not nobody, but I am somebody to him. Amen. You understand? Amen. I'm the same guy that wouldn't give a book report in the second grade, and that teacher put me in the corner, said I still ain't doing it. Yes, sir, I didn't want to do it. I was too embarrassed to do it, too quiet, too shy. But then one day something happened. She said, well, you're going to get in trouble. She spanked me, buddy. Put me in that corner. I still didn't do it because I was headstrong. I mean, listen, brother, you talk about headstrong. Before I got saved, I knew I could do anything. After I got saved, I know I can. Because God says I can. You understand? Your life is important to God. You've got something for the kingdom's sake. You understand? You can influence the lives of others. You are that. You are salt. You are light. And he says, let people see. That's what God, let people see, you know, what you're doing so that you can glorify the Father which is in heaven. It's all about the Father. It's all about him. It's nothing about me. It's all about him. Hudson Taylor said, God found me. I was just weak enough. I'm so glad God found me. Amen. Pastor, would you come? Amen. Hallelujah.
I asked Jay if I could take this offering this morning. The Kimballs have been friends of ours for a number of years now, and I had the privilege of getting to go on a missions trip to Peru, where he's talking about where the church was built and the school and the orphanage. And I saw all of that. It was under construction at the time. It's been a few years, but it was exciting there. It was in the Amazon area, right at the mouth of the Amazon and forest. And so it was just a great thing. And I'm going to tell you, I've heard of all kinds of ministries. I've been raised in church, and so I think I've heard of every kind of ministry. I've never heard of a mowing ministry. But I'm telling you, Brother John's got one, and I just want to give a fair warning about something. If in the morning you get up and Brother John is mowing your grass, you might as well just go in the house and get the deed and just hand it over. Just give it. Just go ahead and do it. Just give him the title. Seriously, God's given this ministry great favor. The favor of the Lord. I believe in the favor of the Lord. We teach you here about the favor of the Lord. We want you to walk in the favor of the